Good morning. You're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. I'm very happy to have with me repeat guests. Everyone here is a repeat guest. Maybe Lily has been here under some different circumstances, but I do have with me Lily Perez, the Community Engagement Coordinator, Wesley Chu, a pianist, and Oscar Yao, a pianist, the two of who together make up the Super Piano Brothers. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Awesome. Great to have you all. And people are familiar with Lily because she lives in Sitka and she comes in and we have conversations with her and she's a radio show. But they're also might be familiar with you if they have a good memory, Oscar and Wesley, because you were here last year.
Yes.
So you were here as the Super Piano Brothers, and that's what you're here as again today. But for people who maybe don't remember or weren't here last year this time, I want to give folks a chance to get to know you a little bit. So maybe I'll start with you, Oscar. Tell us how you two know each other. Let's start there.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. And first of all, it's so great to be back in Sitka. This is our third time here. And second time on the show, which is fantastic. Our first time here in the summer, so we're really experiencing just the energy of the people here. We're seeing the camp for the first time, experiencing the rain as well for the first time. But it's been fantastic, and we're really happy to be here. I've known Wesley since we were 8 or 9 years old, so that's almost 20 years ago or so. We've been playing together, composing together, and just being really good friends for the whole time. We met because we were in the same studio studying piano together. We were also big fans of movies, video games and stuff, and obviously bonded over all of that. We started playing together, jamming and all that, and then both went to school on the East Coast as well. I was in New York, he was in Boston, and then have been performing ever since.
So you started both kind of as in a serious vein with piano. Would you say that's right? And
we're absolutely
on a serious track, both of you, from a young age. Wesley, I believe you said you started when you were 3 playing piano, and 5 for you, Oscar?
Yeah, that's right.
And you were doing it seriously and going to private lessons, but you also met each other and were young boys.
Exactly. Yeah.
And wanted to enjoy less serious things as well. And so bonded over that, but then continued kind of on a serious pathway. So, Wesley, you were in conservatory in Boston?
That's correct.
And what were you studying? What was your plan at that point?
Well, my primary sort of skill set all throughout my life was always piano and sort of the quote-unquote serious, strict classical route in terms of musical training. I was sort of born into it. And for a long time, I felt as if that was the only thing that I was destined to do with my life. That's why it's always felt so special to collaborate with Oscar and to do the work that we do. It was a chance to take my skill set and turn it in ways that we take just as seriously, but might be perceived as more fun, more engaging, more relevant to the audiences of today, and definitely more true to the interests that we have inside of us, because I think neither of us wanted to be boxed in by that very traditionalist view of classical music. We saw what it could do. And so going to a conservatory and learning those very serious, very strict skills was actually amazing, because I was able to channel them towards this enterprise, towards these fields. I just don't tell my teachers.
I love how you both mentioned that before we came on the air. You both were, you know, going to conservatory. You were in New York City also studying finance.
That's right.
Oscar. And on a serious pathway, though, with music. But you both had this playful side. So you're like taking in these skills, becoming quite proficient, amazing pianists, but then like not telling your teachers and using it for fun.
Yeah, exactly. I would say the industry has changed quite a bit since we were, you know, growing up as well. But at first, we weren't, you know, parading this around our studio all the time for our teachers. But at the same time, all our studio mates, our classmates, and the audiences just loved it. So clearly there was change coming. And I would say now at Juilliard, there are actually courses for film scoring and video game music. So I'm glad that things are becoming a little bit more mainstream. And you know, all the orchestras are now playing concerts where they play live music for the movies and the background and stuff. So we're really, really encouraged by where just the industry is going, And we're glad to have been there at the forefront of it before. Right. It was a cool thing.
Right, right. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the music itself. You are doing everything from composing original pieces to using, borrowing. What are the words you would use for?
That's right.
Yeah, tell us about the variety of music that you perform as the Super Piano Brothers.
Well, generally, whenever we look at a piece of work that we want to represent, you know, like, say, our favorite track from a video game, our first thought is, okay, what will suit the needs of the music best? What's going to be the most fun to listen to? Sometimes the answer is, oh, we will do what you might refer to as a straight cover. Well, we'll represent it as faithfully to the original as we can because that's the one we fell in love with. Sometimes we think, oh, you know, there's a lot of potential here, a lot of fertile ground to explore essentially new music, but just using this as a base, which makes it a sort of fun Easter egg hunt for our listeners. They can go, oh, that sounds really familiar. Oh, I wonder where they got that from. And then they can really go down the rabbit hole and see what all other like neat little things we've hidden inside the music for them. And that's what we're proud to present on Tuesday night. There's going to be a lot of diversity and variety in terms of the approach and the style, the genre to the music that we are presenting. A lot of new stuff, a lot of old classics, a lot of just varied takes on different things. And I'm happy to say some truly original stuff just coming from our hearts.
Okay, cool. And when you're talking about things like video games and movie themes, I think of young people playing video games,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think of this concert as something for people that are quite young too. Would someone my age and older be interested in this as well? Tell me about the audience.
Yeah,
who should
yeah.
come out?
Exactly. I think it's for everyone. There's certainly going to be a lot of hints at nostalgia. And, you know, I think growing up, we were playing games from today. We're playing games from 20 years ago. I think music is something that, you know, will always be there. And for video games in general, that's also been seen tremendous growth on the music side. Before, it was like, what, 8-bit like or 16-bit MIDI files. Now they have full orchestras doing it. And some of these tunes are, they're earworms. And they're here perpetually. And so I think everybody can enjoy it. Additionally, from a stylistic perspective, right, obviously, we will be infusing the classical virtuosity in there, but we're also doing a lot of jazz stuff. We're doing a lot of like Broadway stuff. We're doing, you know, different skills that we've accumulated from the years. You know, you're going to have influences of rock as well. So it's really going to be a fantastic show. And yes, we're, if anything, you know, we hope we're still cool enough for the young kids, but certainly it's for everybody.
Well, you're never too old to have fun.
Yes.
But it's important to know that when we pick the music that we're going to play, it's not just about that nostalgia factor. It's also about just whether or not we believe in the music itself.
Mm.
We think, is this something we want to have on our program, something that a large and varied audience would appreciate?
Great. Okay, yeah, lovely. Well, I want to draw Lily into the conversation at this point to tell us, when is this concert and how can people get tickets? How much do they cost?
Yeah, tickets are available at fineartscamp.org/shows. You can also call us at 747-308-5. And you can also purchase tickets at the door. They're $30 and open admission, so you can sit anywhere. And the show is tomorrow night. It's Tuesday, July 1st at 7 o'clock at the back.
Great. So show up at the doors a little bit before 7 if you want to get a ticket.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, great. Well, I've been speaking with Lily Perez, the Community Engagement Coordinator for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Wesley Chu, and Oscar Yao, pianists who make up the Super Piano Brothers. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Thank
Brooke.
You.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.